This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, now's a great time to get in and get on the air with your question. Our numbers again, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Klaus telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Klaus Financial. I'm going to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Joined this morning in studio by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. Malia, how you been?
Great. Happy to be here.
It's great to talk with both of you, and we've got a lot of stuff to get to. We're going to be talking IRAs this morning, but before we do that, mention the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, something we do each and every week here on Money in Motion. This week got a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for Chili's. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later in the program, but I will tell you a little tip. Just listen closely to the show. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. But before we start talking IRAs, one of the cool things we've been doing is taking a look back at the previous week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, and not only going over the question, but giving the answer as well. What was last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and answer?
Yes, so first of all, thanks to everyone who listens every week, and a shout out to Jane from Madison. She was our winner last week, so congrats. Our question last week was, with an after-tax investment, is the cost basis what you earned on the investment or what you paid for the investment? And the correct answer was, cost basis is what you have paid to purchase the investment. So congratulations again.
Very good work there. And don't forget, we'll do another Klaus Quiz Question Week a little bit later on in this program. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great information, a lot of information about Klaus Financial on the website, about some of their separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Once a week, a little email comes in your box, and it's got a little snapshot of what's going on in the market. It's a really, really handy tool. I'm subscribed. You should subscribe as well. Just get to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com, and their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Obviously, we talk a lot about different types of retirement accounts on this program. As mentioned, we're going to be talking IRAs. And one of the things too is, can you still add to the IRA this year? What should people be thinking about when it comes to IRAs?
Yes, we, as part of the show, want to, again, dig into IRAs as we have many times, because as you're kind of planning for tax season, IRAs come up. As you're planning for retirement, IRAs come up. And when you're at a workplace, sometimes 401ks come up. So we want to dig into IRAs, what they are, how they work a little bit. So first of all, let's start with the basics. What is an IRA, and where can I get one? Malia and I commonly laugh because we'll have people who come in and say, so what store do I go to get one of those?
Okay. And business idea right there.
I know. We should
open it up.
Make a product that says IRA and flashes green and red. And I'm not making fun of people who ask that question seriously. I appreciate it. But an IRA is basically an account registration type where the IRS allows you to put in money on kind of a tax-preferred basis, right? And so think of going to your bank. You can set up an individual account, a joint account. There's different registrations. One of those registrations the IRS allows is IRA. Next question is kind of, how much can I contribute? Well, in 2017, if you were under the age of 50, you could contribute $5,500 per year. If you were over 50, it was $6,500 per year. Those limits have remained the same now as we head into 2018, by the way, for IRAs. But why would I do this? Well, a traditional IRA or a pre-tax IRA, you put money into on a pre-tax basis. A Roth IRA, you put money into on an after-tax basis. Of course, right there alone, most people would go, well, I don't want to do after-tax. I want to do pre-tax. Well, but the difference, if you've listened to this show, is that if you put money in on a pre-tax basis, it then grows tax-deferred. And when you get to retirement, you pull all the money out again on a taxable basis. Whereas the Roth, you might pay taxes and put it in, so it's after-tax contributions, but the growth is tax-free. free. And as Malia and I talk about on the show all the time, people actually want to get overly connected to one or the other. It's like everyone should do Roth or everyone should do pre-tax traditional. And truth be told, it actually has to do with your current tax bracket versus our expectation of your future tax bracket. If we could know with certainty what that would be, then we could say Roth or traditional. So if any of your friends or your neighbors or your family members say, why are you doing that kind of IRA? Just say to them, I was listening to this goofball on the air, CJ, and he said, you can't know. So back off.
CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. Always have a lot of fun on Money in Motion. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, Malia and CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. Klaus Financial, you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. That'll sit down with the folks at Klaus. Again, their number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Real quick, before we talk about the tax year 2017 when it comes to contributions, CJ, you had mentioned earlier about like a checking account. You said you can have a joint checking account or you could have an individual account. There is something with IRAs involving that first letter of an IRA, what that is, and there's sometimes some confusion about the IRA itself.
Wow, very good point, Sean.
God. I learned from you guys.
Who's writing the show?
Seriously. I don't see that on my script here. We're off script here, folks. So, yeah, I appreciate what you're saying. Individual retirement account. Very commonly, people will say to us, okay, hey, I want one of those IRAs, and I just want to make sure that my wife and I own it jointly. Mm-hmm. Well, By definition, it's an individual retirement account. So it actually can only be registered in one person's Social Security number and can only be owned by one individual, because that's how the IRS can limit your contributions, because they know it's one individual, one Social Security number. So yeah, individual retirement accounts means individual. You can list your spouse as beneficiary. But that gets into then how does the spouse actually interact with the account if they don't actually own the account? And that gets into having powers of attorney and all kinds of fun things. So I wish finance was simpler, by the way. You know, I wish we didn't need to have a job, to be quite honest. It'd be great if it was easier, but gosh, there's a lot of complexity in all of this.
There is, and it's interesting too, as we're talking this morning about IRAs and all the questions there. Don't forget, if you have a question for CJ or Malia, they'd love to answer it for you right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Let's talk about people who are thinking about doing contributions for tax year 2017. Can that still be done, or is it too late?
No, if it depends if you filed your taxes. Let's start with that. So if you haven't filed your taxes, you can still contribute for last year up to April 17th this year. That would be the final deadline, and that's the day the returns are due. So as CJ said, you know, putting a contribution into your IRA into a traditional IRA is likely to decrease your income for the year, whereas the Roth IRA contribution, you're actually paying that tax up front. So for a lot of you who do your own taxes, you definitely want to put money into your IRA if it's going to help you. So some people who are doing their own taxes often say, well, I don't like taking $2,000 or $3,000 or whatever the contribution is and putting it into my other account, because they feel like they've spent money. Well, you're just changing your money from one pocket to the other. If you're saving yourself some tax money, then that's probably going to make sense. One important point people need to hear is you have to have earned income in order to be able to add to an IRA. Now, if your spouse is working and you're not, you can go ahead and put money into your own IRA. It's called a spousal contribution. But if nobody has earned income, nobody can make a contribution to an IRA. So that's the key word, earned income, which includes W-2 wages.
Malia,
so keep that in mind.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have a question right now for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer it for you. As a matter of fact, Mike is checking in. Mike, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Hi, Mike.
I got a question. Can you take some money out of your traditional IRA, let's say $10,000, and put it into a new Roth IRA and also pay taxes with that?
Yes. So Mike's question was, can you take money out of a traditional IRA and put it into a Roth IRA? So I guess there's two parts to this, Mike. If we're talking about a distribution from a traditional IRA, then typically age 59 and a half applies, or if there's an exception and you can list, you know, you can go Google traditional IRA age 59 and a half exceptions. What you're asking about is, can I move it from one type of IRA, pre-tax IRA, to an after-tax Roth IRA? And the answer is yes. That's called a Roth conversion. And it used to be limited on how much you could do per year or if you could do it, and now it's not. You can do it at any point. So some people think until I'm 59 and a half, I can't do a conversion, and actually that's not true. You can do a Roth conversion from traditional IRA to Roth IRA at any time, at any age, without a penalty. Now, you'll have to pay taxes, because remember, the traditional IRA is pre-tax, the Roth IRA is post-tax. So when you do that swap, you'll have to pay taxes. But yeah, you could do it.
All right. Thank you.
Fantastic question, Mike, as always. And that clears open a line for you. If you're trying to get through, they'd love to answer your question right now. Our friends from Kloss Financial, 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial, as well as take more of your calls. Next, don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. More money in motion with Kloss Financial next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, again, call us 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And Dan is checking in this morning. Dan, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a Roth IRA at a bank, and I switched them over to a mutual fund investment.
Uh-huh.
And then one of my advisors say I got like another $10,000 to convert that over. And I was just wondering if that's pros or cons, depends on your income or whatever like that. But I'll hang up and listen to the answer from a Roth IRA to a mutual fund. Well, thanks.
Thanks, Dan. So I didn't fully understand the question, but I'll try to at least answer around it. So a Roth IRA is an account type. Mutual funds are securities held within that account type. So you could have a Roth IRA that has CDs in it. You could have a Roth IRA that has money markets in it. You could have a Roth IRA that has stocks, bonds, cash, mutual funds, or anything.
And a mixture of those too, right?
And a mixture of those. So a Roth IRA is account registration type. The underlying holdings, think of it as the Roth IRA is the basket. The question is, what are you going to put in the basket? I should use that analogy.
That's a good
more
one.
Often. Yeah, you like that? Sean was nodding his head as I said that one. Now, it sounds like your advisor is saying you should either put more money into the Roth IRA basket, so just more stuff in the basket. Or maybe do a conversion? I didn't quite understand the question. So, but yeah, if your financial advisor is suggesting that, you might just want to say, hey, why? How does this benefit me? But certainly, if you could add more money to the Roth IRA and afford it and it makes sense for you overall financially, we generally would support that. I don't know, Dan, if that's right for you because I don't know your circumstances.
Is there a chance he was kind of asking, too, that maybe he's got this money right now in a Roth that maybe is kind of mixed basket there, and his advisor is saying maybe we should just go all in on a mutual fund?
Possibly, yeah. Like good point. Yeah, so you're exactly right, Sean. It might be that he's suggesting you do different, more aggressive and, yeah, different allocation.
Very, very good question. Great answer as well. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, got a couple of lines open right now. If you called earlier, got a busy signal, now is the prime time. We've got a couple of lines open just for you at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637, and online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. When it comes to IRAs, most people do have, you know, if you're working, do most people have them, or do most people have some type of IRA, and what's kind of the history there?
Yeah, hopefully, you know, everyone has some type of retirement savings account, whether that be IRA, Roth IRA, 401k, 403b. It's actually more common for people to think of retirement accounts relative to their workplace plan. So again, 401ks and 403bs, and those are still, they're kind of under the umbrella of retirement account. But regardless, there's some kind of interesting facts about all of this. Only 33% of Americans have an IRA. That's the latest tally from TIAA CREF, or Teachers Insurance and Annuity Association. That's from back in January of 2017. And then another interesting fact, IRAs have been around for more than four decades. They were first introduced back in 1974, and at that time, the annual contribution limit was just $1,500 per person. And obviously, as we talked about, now it's up to $5,500 per person if you're under the age of 50, or $6,500. If you're over the age of 50. So they've been around for quite a while. Now, Roth IRAs are a newer introduction. They haven't been around quite as long, but pre-tax traditional IRAs have been around since 1974.
Our telephone number, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. And Mike checks in with a great question. Mike, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
Thank you very much for your time. My question has to do, really, is kind of a tax question, and really reporting to the IRS. Each year, if you put money into your traditional IRA for the deductibility, credit, whatever you would like to call it, you need to report that on your return.
Yep.
If you have a traditional IRA.
That's right.
Now, they also ask you whether or not you have contributed to a Roth IRA.
Yep.
But if there isn't any immediate effect on your taxes, why would they ask you that question?
It's a great question, Mike. It comes up quite often. Because the government doesn't want too much of your money growing tax-free, if I can be just very blunt with you. So, you know, you think, gosh, I put money into a Roth IRA. You're right. There's no tax benefit for me making that claim. And that's really what Mike is getting at here, is why do they care if there's no tax benefit to me for making that claim? Well, there's not up front, Mike, but the next 50 years of tax-free growth is a big benefit to you, and it's a wallop for the government. So they want to limit the amount of money that people can put into these, because it kind of, if you think about it, it gets money out of circulation, so to speak, for them. So that's why they ask for it.
And they want to make sure you're not exceeding the total contribution limits, which it doesn't matter if it's the Roth or the traditional. We don't want to have more than the total amount of $5,500 or $6,500 in it. That's an important point.
Per year, right. So you could have 100 grand in a Roth, but just per year, the new contributions is what they want to track.
As you're building. Great question, yeah. Mike. And that clears open a line right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. And Jeff joins us. Jeff, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
My question is, I'm fortunate enough to max out my 401k. I am over 50, and I also can max out the catch-up. Can I still contribute to a Roth IRA?
Great question, Jeff. Well, first off, nice job. I love hearing about people like you. Yeah, so that's 24,000 last year, 24,500 this year, first things first. I want to make sure you know you have a little bit more room this year. But your question is, can I also simultaneously do a Roth IRA contribution? And the answer to that question is, it depends. It depends on your income. You can go Google income limits for making Roth IRA contributions. Now, if your income, household income, is too high, you could look at doing a traditional IRA contribution, what's called a non-deductible traditional IRA contribution, and then do what's called a backdoor Roth conversion. But boy, oh boy, be careful with that one, because it depends if you have other IRA assets or not. So maybe. The answer to your question, Jeff, is maybe.
Okay, thank you.
Jeff, thank you so much for the call. And our number here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. We'll do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll continue our conversation about IRAs and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And don't forget, we do Money in Motion with Kloss Financial each and every Thursday right at 8 o'clock. You can call right in, get on the air with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. And as we mentioned, you can get right on the air. As a matter of fact, our good buddy John checking in. John, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Hi, thank you. Question about IRAs and Roth IRAs and 401ks if you're over 50. If you're over 50 and you're trying to kind of play catch-up, and you can put up to $6,500 in a IRA and $24,500 in a 401k, can you max both of them? And then on top of that, can you do a Roth IRA and a regular IRA and put $6,500 in each of those at the same time as well?
Great. Yeah, great question, John. So let's answer both of them quickly. Actually, John's question goes back to Jeff's question, which was, can I do both a 401k max and an IRA max? And what I'll say is, you have to be careful. Possibly, but in many circumstances, the answer to that is no. You're actually, when you go to the IRS website, they will say your ability to contribute to a traditional or to a Roth IRA can be limited by your income or if you're covered by a workplace employer plan. So immediately the IRS is kind of identifying limitations on income and limitations on if you're covered by a workplace plan. Now, some people can if their incomes are low enough or if they have a spouse or different things going on there. But again, just take a look at that. Now, to answer your question directly, though, as it pertains, John, to doing a Roth IRA and a traditional IRA, $6,500 apiece. So let's assume there was no workplace plan. And now I'm a self-employed person and I want to do as much as I can. Can I do 65 and 65? And the answer is no. The limit they put on it, that if you're over 50, it's $6,500 per year. That is a limit of cumulative IRA contributions. It could be a combination thereof, right? It could be $3,500 of one and $3,000 of another, but it cannot be both Roth and traditional max.
Great question, John. And Bob checks in. Bob, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Hi, thanks. My question is, I'm 60 years old and I'm still working. And I don't have any IRAs at all. I've had a 401k for most of my life. There is about 30 years. But what I've got is I've got company stock. And unfortunately right now that stock is dropped a little bit. But I'd like to sell some stock and start buying some IRAs. So I guess one question is I'm not maxed out. I'm putting more than I have to into my 401k, but if I sell some of that stock and buy say a Roth IRA, what do you typically see to make on an IRA annually?
Good question, Bob. So we're running out of time, but we'll answer this quickly. So it depends if your stock is inside of your employer-based plan. Stock's gone down recently. I could even guess at maybe where this 401k is, but I'm gonna avoid that. So if it's inside of your workplace plan, then no, you probably don't want to sell stock within the 401k and then try to transfer it to an IRA. But the 401k itself versus an IRA, again, has nothing to do with really the growth mechanism. Certainly inside of an IRA, you might have more investment options, and if you can get a money manager to help you, that could be beneficial. But a 401k plan, again, is just a basket. The question is, what do you put in the basket? So I wouldn't look at this from the standpoint of, I need a 401k and an IRA. The only reason you'd look at doing both of those is if you want to contribute more. It really boils down to, what is the best outlet for me to maximize my savings? And typically, I hope everybody listened to this, typically your best outlet is your workplace plan. Go there first and try to max out. It's only once you've maxed that out that you might want to consider rolling over and trying to do an IRA or some other sort of account. Now, once you're done working, most people will then roll that 401k into an IRA just to disconnect it from the employer. But again, it's not about which one is better or worse. It's really about where's the easiest place to save.
Great question, Bob, and thank you so much for calling in. Don't forget, again, we do this each and every Thursday right at 8 a.m. It's Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Their website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn all about Klaas Financial on the website. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. You're also going to want to hold on to that number because it's time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Chili's. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. What year were IRAs first introduced? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Chili's. And don't forget, that is the number for Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. Stop in, talk with them. They'd love to meet you at Klaas Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.